you know, changes are coming. So that's the nature of this business. It's unfortunate. You know, you get to know these guys as guys, and you get to know their families. And so it's a tough day. But, you know, I can't say I didn't see it coming.
The guy in 1 year is 1 year. I mean, it usually doesn't happen one year there.
Yeah. You know, like I said, people that make the decisions, they're not me. So, you know, it's they look at those things, and obviously their owner decided to make a change, you know, and that was his prerogative. And, you know, whether a year's enough, whether a year's not enough, you know, I guess that's always up for discussion.
How much responsibility for the results on the field do you think a coach shoulders?
Well, I mean, you know, everyone's got their part. And, you know, as players, we got our part in this. And as a coach, he has his part in it. And, you know, it's hard to put a number or put some kind of percentage on something like that. I think it's different with every team. I think it's different in every situation. So, like I said, it is what it is. And at the end of the day, 2-14 is not good enough.
Has it been one of the more bizarre seasons of your career?
Sure. Yeah, of any year I could think of.
So what do you want to see? What do you want to see now? A lot of times after a defensive-oriented coach is let go, an offensive coach comes in, or after an older coach, what do you want to see come in? You want to see a guy with head coaching experience?
Yeah.
You want to see a college coach? You want to see a hot coordinator?
Yeah.
What do you want to see?
That goes back to, they don't ask me my opinion.
Right.
They don't. I don't get to make the decision. So, you know, who they bring in here, I'm going to go to work for and try to make sure we right the ship. At the end of the day, I don't think it matters, and I don't think the fans care at the end of the day, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, college, whatever. They want to win, and so do we. So that's what our energy are going to be forced to, you know, starting here in the off season and head into next year.
Ryan Loja just said he's calling him for you. He's got the locker next to him, playing next to him. Just talk about Ryan Loja.
Just a pretty special respect for a guy like him. We've become pretty close, and I can't say enough about the professional he is, the friend he is, everything. You know, you don't. There's not enough of these guys in the NFL, and Ryan's a special cat. And I know he's going to be missed. This franchise is going to miss him. This organization's going to miss him, and I know the players in the locker room are going to miss him.
Have you been able to process what exactly went wrong?
No, I'm sure. I'm sure all off season, we'll have plenty of time to do that. So that starts today, obviously, with the changes, and I'm sure it will be continue to be processed and try to fix it. Yeah, well, we're all frustrated. So, I mean, listen, obviously this change is coming, and hopefully it will be for the better. You know, we got to fix it as an organization, players, coaches, everybody. So, you know, come back next year, and obviously the Colts went from 2-14 into the playoffs, so that's going to be the goal next year.